This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Amma ba'd, brothers and sisters, 23rd night of Ramadan, depending on where you are. We will be hitting Maghrib time very soon, and it will be 23rd night of the month of Ramadan. May well be Laylatul Qadr. And tonight we are raising funds for new Muslim support in Philippines. People accept Islam in huge numbers, and then they don't have support. For that support, we need your support. We need your donations. We need your sadaqat. We need even your zakat. This is zakat applicable, zakat eligible. 23rd night of Ramadan, which is, if it's Laylatul Qadr, then you're loaded. We have been joined by our beloved, our inspiration, Sheikh Green, from all the way somewhere in Midlands. Allahu Akbar. And I'm joined by our beloved, mashallah, our veteran, Salahuddin. And we have the lifeline of our streams. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Takbir Ali!
Takbir Ali, Sheikh Adil Nahdi, all the way from Yemen. Mashallah. All the way. No, actually, he's in the office. He's in the studio. Okay, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. So, Mr. Adnan, you came in and you said, Romeo, oh, Romeo, what's happening today? You're feeling a lot of love today.
No, that was Koya Bob. Koya Bob's name is Romeo. Romeo. Okay. Yeah, that's why I was calling him Romeo. Okay. Mashallah. Yeah, there's a joke between me and him. You know, every time I go to Philippines, I go and buy t-shirts.
Mashallah.
So he knows what that joke is about. Okay. So alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, look, we have come here to help you, to help us. And we are here to help you to enter Jannah. Okay, we can do it together. This is a joint effort. We love each other for the sake of Allah. We have been commanded to love each other. Okay, al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. And we feel that this is a type of work that is highly neglected by the Ummah. Dawah work, generally speaking, specifically to non-Muslims, it is the most neglected obligation, or one of the most neglected obligations, I must say, right? There is a lot of money going to charitable causes like water wells, masajid, and orphans. Beautiful, great work. But we need to strike some balance. We need to pay attention to dawah to non-Muslims. And here we are, you know, trying to save souls from Jahannam. Sheikh Green, I would like you to come in, and then Brother Salahuddin, you know, tell us.
Absolutely, bro. I appreciate that, bro. I think one of the things we want to start off with, at least I want to start off with, is, you know what? What we're doing here is a ray of sunshine. That's what it is. It's a ray of sunshine and hope and brightness. And it is so aspirational. We're looking at the world today. And, you know, I read this. Someone sent me, oh, gosh, I'm sure I can remember it, you know, very, very briefly. Someone sent me a message of the shortest khutbah ever. It was like recently delivered by an imam. I don't know if any of you have seen that. Where he said something along the lines of, you know, 35,000, you know, people, Palestinians dead, being massacred, blah, blah, blah. And if this hasn't woken the Ummah up, I don't know what's going to, you know, what's the point of me saying anything? Aqimus Salah. That was his khutbah. Yeah?
SubhanAllah.
And like, I can see, you can feel the despair in this imam's, you know, in his khutbah, like, it's what's even the point of talking to you people? But in reality, yes, it is. It seems to be hopeless. It seems to be, you know, what is wrong with the Ummah? What, you know, why are we letting these things happen? And of course, I want to say as well, Palestine is not the only place where horrible things are happening. You know, horrible things are happening in Sudan. Horrible things are happening in Congo. You know, in Congo in the last, I don't know how many years, 6 million people have just died in the most horrible, brutal, sort of genocide going on there as well. But the thing is, amongst all this doom and gloom, you know, there is amazing stuff happening. Alhamdulillah. You know, we are talking about 13, 15, 1,000 shahadas every month now. This is what we are looking at in IERA. This is a beautiful beam of sunshine, a beautiful beam of positivity, that really things are changing and things are happening. And even all of this stuff, brothers and sisters, in Gaza is waking people up. People are realizing, it's almost like the straw that's breaking the camel's back. More and more people are realizing and waking up to the fact that all of this talk about, you know, human rights and democracy and all these type of, you know, international law and the world community, it's all a load of lies. People are realizing it's all just rubbish, and they're looking around, and that because there's a sort of existential angst. It's like, well, you know, when your whole worldview just crumbles around and you think this whole civilization that I've put everything into is actually just a pack of lies. Guess what? You're going to start looking around for alternatives. Is there any other answers? And subhanAllah, people are looking into Islam because they're seeing what our brothers and sisters are going through, and they want to find out about Islam. This is a beautiful thing. So there is, you know, I really think that, brothers and sisters, we have to not despair. We shouldn't think we're not doing anything. We shouldn't think we can't do anything. But honestly, of course, we have to help everybody who is suffering as much as we can. Yes. You know, we need to feed people. We need to give them shelter. We need to give them food. But that's not a long-term solution, brothers and sisters, is it really? Okay, that is just a band-aid. But things that are really going to change, things that have the potential to create seismic shifts across the world, is dawah. That is real solution. That is, now we're talking about long-term solutions. We're talking about changing the dynamics and the demographics of societies, and these things, brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, these can have real positive lasting effects. So alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, it's not all doom and gloom, right? So this work, subhanAllah, is only happening because of your contributions, Allah, your donations. This organization, IERA, has only been possible because of people like you.
Allah,
you have been donating month on month, year after year, for 15 years now, alhamdulillah, we've been going. And alhamdulillah, it's thanks to the work, especially I have to say, of people like Adnan and people like Adil and Salah ad-Din with his, you know, his chat, and, you know, Issa going there to all these crazy remote locations where people have never even heard of Islam. They don't even heard of the name Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, we've got du'at in over, 36 countries, is it? I should know these numbers.
Yes.
36 countries, every continent, we've got da'is, brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah. Full-time, full-paid da'is working on a beautiful system that is actually producing amazing results. But listen, I want to say, before I hand it back to you, Adnan, it's not just about the shahadas, brothers and sisters. Because what is the point if we get shahadas and then we don't look after those new Muslims? And that is why we are appealing to you, please help us look after these new Muslims. We desperately need to, 80% of the time of our du'at, 80% of their time is taken up in looking after new Muslims. Even subhanAllah, Adnan, Mudassir was just messaging me the other day saying, when do we stop? I guess I don't know when to stop new Muslim care. There's so many demands, so many needs they have. When are we going to draw the line? Yes, we're giving 80%, but sometimes I think we even need to give more of our time and more of our energy, you know? And the thing is, this is what we're facing, brothers and sisters. We're facing these issues and challenges that people are becoming Muslim at such an astronomical rate. We just can't keep up with their needs. But brothers and sisters, we need you to help us. We need you to help us to help these people, to help these communities grow, to help them flourish. And who knows, brothers and sisters, how the world is, right? Maybe one day in the future, they will be sending money to help your kids open a madrasa. Maybe Africa is the future. You look, now these days we're sending money to Africa. And it wasn't so long ago. Let me tell you something. When I was in Kenya, I don't know whenever it was quite a while ago now. When I was in Kenya, the brothers were telling me that they can remember the time when their grandfathers, their fathers, not their grandfathers, but their fathers, used to send money to yes. orphanages in Saudi Arabia.
Correct, absolutely.
And if you went to the Hijaz, if you went to the Hijaz from East Africa, they would beg you to marry their daughters because they were so poor,
yes.
right? And the people from East Africa were considered wealthy. Subhanallah. Yes. Look at that, brothers and sisters. The people in East Africa were sending money for orphanages and Quran schools in the Hijaz.
Yes.
Look how things change. We're sitting here, brothers and sisters, subhanallah, who knows, maybe one day we will be, and it will be our children who are in need of their help.
Yes.
Subhanallah. Think Absolutely. About that, brothers and sisters. And think about it, okay? Because wouldn't you, subhanallah, be happy to know that this help that you sent today came back to your and your descendants, mashallah, how the Muslims are helping and supporting each other. This is how we have to think, brothers and sisters. Who knows where the future is? Who knows where the... I know Adnan feels very confident, even me, that there is a great future in Africa. It yes. is an untapped continent. It has so much wealth. It has so much potential. The people have there have so much ability, mashallah. They are so able. They are so... They really haven't been given the chance. And one of the greatest gifts that any society can have for its growth and development is actually to be Muslim.
Allah.
To have the morals and the guidance and the paradigms and the laws from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these people are open, brothers and sisters. Whether it's Africa or the Philippines, similarly the Philippines, the same thing, brothers and sisters. The Philippines used to be a Muslim country.
Allah.
It used to be a Muslim country, mashallah, and people are coming back to Islam. They were invaded. The Philippines were subjected to the most brutal occupation by the Spanish, who forcefully turned people away from Islam. They made it almost impossible for you to be a Muslim and to function in the Philippines. If you are not a Catholic, you had to have a certain piece of paper. It's only when you had that piece of paper and you were a Catholic, you were allowed to buy, you were allowed to serve, you were allowed to trade, you were allowed to have education. They made it impossible for you to be anything except a Catholic. You couldn't live. This is how they brutally changed the face of the Philippines, except a small few areas. But you know what, mashallah, the people there are so open. The people there are, they love God. This is the thing.
Yes.
You know, and mashallah, brothers and sisters, they are coming to Islam in massive numbers, but we need your help to support them. And brothers and sisters, listen, when they become Muslim, that's not the end of it, because they will give dawah. When they become Muslim and they become firm in their faith, they give dawah to their families. They give dawah to the people near them. And mashallah, and then they themselves become du'at, alhamdulillah. So you're not just supporting new Muslims, you are supporting future da'is, inshallah, to help the growth and the spread of Islam. Like we say, calling the world back to Allah.
Right? Yes.
In the Philippines, we are really calling them back to Allah. They were following Islam, they left it, we're calling them back. So, brothers and sisters, donate generously. This could be Laylatul Qadr.
Allahu Akbar. 23rd
night. So, mashallah, any donation that you give, any act of worship that you do, it is going to be the equivalent of, subhanallah, 1,000 months, subhanallah, like Allahu Akbar.
Absolutely.
That is, subhanallah, astronomical amounts of reward.
Absolutely.
Adnan, I want to say one more thing. I know I talked
yes,
a lot.
Yes, please.
I talked a lot. I want to say one more thing. I got a very interesting question. Here, I'm going to ask you this question. Yeah. What is better? What has more reward? Yeah. The worship in Laylatul Qadr or your fard?
Very good question. Fard. The fard is more important.
Exactly what I said. Your fard. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Your fard has more reward. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that my servant does not draw close to me with anything more beloved to me than those things that I have made an obligation upon him. And then he increases on those things, and through that I become, you know, the ears with which he hears, the mouth with which he speaks, the feet with which he moves, okay, and if he's to ask me for anything, I will give it to him, right? So there's a bit before this hadith as well. Whoever whoever is at war, whoever shows enmity to a friend of mine, I will be at war with him. That's the beginning of the hadith. Yeah,
Allah.
This is in this hadith is in I don't know Sahih Muslim. It's in Riyad al-Salih, and I was reading it just the other day with my boys. So subhanallah, the most beloved deeds to Allah are the obligatory deeds. Now, one of the things I was saying to my boys was that one of the big problems of the Muslim Ummah today is that they have forgotten the obligations. They are spending a lot of time and energy on sunnah and nawafil and, you know, building beautiful mosques and praying lots of taraweeh and memorizing the whole Quran and many things. That all of these are great and virtuous things, you know, may we ask Allah to benefit and bless the Muslims. But the problem is, what happens when we are neglecting fard? What happens when we are neglecting obligations? This is a very big mistake that we make. That is, it is really a great ignorance. And look at the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All it was made, it was just made of the trunks of palm trees, and the roof was only just made of the leaves of palm trees. This is the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, "Oh Rasulullah, let us bring some wood from Lebanon." He said, "No." He would not let them do it. Why? Because they were poor people. They were needy people. There was dawah to be done. He needed to send out people to go and give dawah, to teach Quran, to teach the new Muslims. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he needed to expend the money on these things. Building a beautiful masjid is not a fard. Those things were fard. Right? Unfortunately, we Muslims, we have neglected things that are major obligations.
Yes.
And one of those things is dawah.
Yes.
One of those things is dawah. This is a very, very, very big flaw in the Muslim Ummah. And I'm sorry to say, even amongst the people of knowledge, and the, you find that almost no one seems to understand this. Yes. Right? Dawah is fard. This call to Islam is fard. This spreading of Islam and inviting the people who are not yet Muslim is a fard. If we abandon it and we leave it, we should only expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with us. Yes, people are going to go and they're going to pray taraweeh. They're going to pray the sunnah, because it's not fard. It is a sunnah, muwaqqada, or even it's a sunnah. But how about the fard of dawah?
Yes. Absolutely.
How about the fards that we are completely ignoring? Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, we have to wake up. Honestly, the ummah, inshallah, has to wake up.
Absolutely.
You know, and to that poor khatib who was so frustrated, no, we all of us, we need to revive the understanding that we need to follow these obligatory things that we have to do. And the dawah, and the inviting people to Islam is one of them. Anyway, sorry, I talked way too long, Adnan. Thank you.
No, absolutely. What you're saying is so, what you're saying is so important. You know, wallahi, this is a dilemma. This is a sad state of affairs as far as the ummah is concerned. Okay, all of these things around the world, these catastrophes are taking place, is because we are not active in dawah. You know, eventually it comes back to dawah, it comes back to our activism, it comes back to our reaching out the non-Muslim world. Once they understand us better, once they know what Islam is about, there will be less misconception, there will be less conflict, there will be less tit for tat kind of situation. So brothers and sisters, this is why we're trying to make you understand that the obligation of dawah is the most neglected obligation in Islam today. Or if not the most, one of the most, I would say one of the top five most neglected obligations in Islam today is dawah, reaching out to non-Muslims. And when Sheikh Green mentioned it very, he touched upon it, that even the people of knowledge don't fully appreciate this. And this is true. This is true. If you look at most ulama, most institutions, most Islamic universities, how many of them are actually sending out du'at around the world to give da'wah to non-Muslims.
Allah
specifically Allah. To non-Muslims. Allah very few. Allah very, Allah. Very few.
Ustaz Adnan, we only have a few minutes before we break our fast. How can someone donate? How can someone support? How can someone support the new Muslim?
Well, they just need to simply go to the link live.ira.org. The link is there on the screen, brothers and sisters. You can see it on this side. There is the link, right? live.ira.org. live.ira.org. Or you can alternatively call that number on the green strip where Sheikh Green can be seen. Okay, amazingly, the strip is green as well. Okay, 03,000. The number is incorrect.
That's the studio number.
Studio number.
Oh, that's the studio. Okay, sorry. The blue number is the donation number, okay? 03,000-111-365. 03,000-111-365. Brothers, sisters, wallahi, I want to announce the good news. The good news is that anyone who comes forward and makes the first donation of the night, you will get the reward potentially for everyone who follows.
Wallahi, Ustaz Adnan. Wallahi, billahi, tallahi, brothers and sisters, I just went on my phone and I wanted to donate that first donation, but I had no money. Wallahi, I had no money because I believe in this cause. I was inspired with what Sheikh Green has said. But brothers and sisters, you can. You have that money. You have that opportunity. We want your donation, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today. We have a few minutes before we break our fast, before we do something that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use this opportunity to grow closer to Him just before you break your fast. We want that first donation, £50, to sponsor one new Muslim in the Philippines. Subhanallah, we are people there who are looking for Islam. They need Islam. We went to Qatar at the Qatar World Cup. A lot of Filipinos were there and they were accepting Islam in the big numbers. We keep going to Philippines and the da'wah is growing there. We need your help and support. We need it now. Isn't that right, Salahuddin?
Yes. Alhamdulillah. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, when it comes to the work that we're doing, alhamdulillah, all across the world, we need to understand that, you know, when Sheikh Green was talking about the responsibility of da'wah and the opportunity, alhamdulillah, Aira is leading the way now. Alhamdulillah, we are across 6 continents, you know, over 30 countries. We have, you know, hundreds of du'at across the world. And you know, one of the reasons we focused on the Philippines, because they are so receptive to Islam. Number one, they were Muslims in the past. Imagine, that was a Muslim nation. The Christians came there and basically now, you know, they make up 90% of the population in the Philippines. But the good news is, the good news for you is we have teams out there. And when we share the message of La ilaha illallah, are embracing Islam in the hundreds, in the villages.
Come on, Salahuddin, 10 more minutes before we break our iftar. We need that donation.
Yes, we need that donation. Please, brothers and sisters, wake up. Right time to wake up right now. This is the time when Allah
accepts us. Allah! We got the first £100! Two new Muslims! Allahu Akbar! We need more! Allahu Akbar!
That's the first donation that came in. May Allah bless you, whoever you are. May Allah accept from you. And you have started the process of the night. Brothers and sisters, we have to hit our target tonight, no matter what. We have a long night ahead and we want to hit the target. Absolutely. One of you can make a donation of £10,000, or one of you can make a donation of £5,000. One of you can definitely potentially make a donation of £1,000. Okay.